next item is Don Wagner. Well, 2.3 lots on 50-foot right-of-way, Road 290.
There's two different sites.
Okay.
This request.
Oh, okay.
The first request is to subdivide a 4.16-acre parcel into three lots with access from a 50-foot easement. The owner is proposing to create the easement over an existing entrance. The second request is to subdivide a 3.1-acre parcel into three lots with access from a 50-foot easement. Owner is also proposing to create that easement over an existing entrance. Each of the lots would have to be a minimum of 3/4 acre. You may approve it as submitted, or you could require an application for a major subdivision. And if you are inclined to approve them as submitted, you should stipulate that any further subdivision would require a public hearing. And we provided you a sketch drawing of the two requests. The first request is for the parcel, says site one, and then second request was site two. Mr. Wagner owns both parcels. He does not own the parcel in the middle.
So there is, as shown on the sketch, there is that separation.
Yes.
So it's not a matter of someone saying, okay, I'm going to take this and split it into two pieces so I can avoid a major subdivision application.
No, that's owned by a different person or a different owner, but we can't say that he's not going to come in the future and try to do the same thing. If you see the piece down, four parcels down, that was approved by the commission.
The Green Acre Lane?
Yes.
Okay. So there's nothing, at this point, there's nothing that could preclude 1, 2, 3, and 2B to come in and do the same thing?
That is correct.
If you so choose.
Yes.
Oh, if we're so inclined at that point, when they apply.
It may be 1, 2, 3, 4 going the other way.
It's a trend.
Well, I mean, that's anytime we approve something, you know, as we well know, we create the opportunity for a domino effect, and that certainly what could happen here with it. You know, domino effect because of the economics of being able to split it off. And then that was my concern about the project that we heard earlier this evening, where you had 4 acres and 4.5 acres and 6 acres. You know, about those folks coming in and wanting to split those up.
Further subdivision.
You know, the further subdivision.
You're also looking at this as basically a concept. If you approve it as a concept, and they don't get DLDOT's approval, we don't approve a survey.
Right, because DLDOT has to approve the entrance.
Right, and you know that there could be a joint entrance with the site number one with that 2B. They could have a combined entrance. Right now, we don't know that. Mr. Wagner's going to have to go to DLDOT, and they could turn him down.
So does Mr. Wagner own what looks like in front of A, B, and C on under site two? Is he in a lot? It's noted as lot one? Or did he at one time?
Lot one, three, and four are their existing parcels. I don't know if he...
No, I'm talking about right here under site two.
Yeah, that's
it. A, B, and C, and then there's another one that's right there.
He's talking about the same one you are, this one right here.
Yeah, that lot one that's right adjacent to lot C. And then lot three and four are adjacent to lot C on site number one. They're already stripped off their parcel numbers. I do not know if he owned them at one time or not.
I mean, the good news is they conform to the AR of 1 acre of their large lots. They're on site septic. If DLDOT approves, the issue is if you've got the 50-foot easement, who maintains it? We're going to require them to do some kind of a maintenance agreement on the road, so.
Right. My concern is whether, you know, someone's trying to circumvent the whole public hearing
process
and subdivision process by selling off lot number one in this case, And then now having that back parcel and splitting it up, and now we have.
So constructively, you end up with a 40-lot subdivision that never went to.
Until you stripped it off to the 4-acre lots and then divided it.
That's pretty creative.
Yeah, it is very creative, but he has to think it way ahead. I doubt that's the case, yeah.
And I assume that Mr. Wagner's not here.
That is correct.
Can table it. If you want more information, you don't have to vote on it tonight.
I would, gentlemen, because I'm concerned whether or not, you know, we're having a, you know, quarterback sneak here going on.
Well, it's easy enough to find out who owns all those properties, you know, around there.
Yeah, see if he owns the adjoining strips.
Why don't we defer action to give the staff time to compile some information.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, concerning Don Wagner's 2 3-lots and 50-foot easements off of Road 290, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on the Don Wagner 2 applications for 3 lots on a 50-foot right-of-way on 290. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.